Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. And you know, you had a couple of timeouts there in that first quarter there to kind of get the troops going there after they gave up some transition defense. But after that, you had to like what you saw the rest of the night.
Yeah, the early timeouts were just us not getting back in transition. We were just kind of out of sorts, who was up, who was back. Mm-hmm. And so we had a couple of just miscommunications that we needed to take care of. But, you know, we didn't want to, you know, let them hang around with us. We wanted to kind of force the issue right there and be aggressive. And it cost us a little bit in that first quarter, but we shot the ball really well in the first quarter too, so it kind of kept them at bay. A pretty good job. You know, our half court defense was okay. They got downhill a little bit too much. I don't like that. But it was great to get everybody in the game and save our legs for tomorrow.
You guys said, you know, you get that, it was 18-12, and then you go on that 10-0 run to close out the first quarter, 28-12, and it really got started with their shooting, working it in, and kicking it out for those threes.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about this. It seems like every time we talk, we you know, somehow find our way to that conversation, because it's true. And we did a great job of that tonight, and our players need to know that, and they do. You know, they've been, you know, focusing on shot selection and making sure they're the right shots that we need. Mm-hmm. And you know, when that happens, we're a pretty good shooting team. We don't need to get sped up, and we just got to be smart with our shot selection. And you know, inside out passes are a lot easier when our post players are really working to get the ball.
Yeah, to like how you guys were pretty dominant on the glass throughout there. Sage Steckline with a double-double, 17 and 10. And Avery Knoll with 9 boards, I think that might be a career high for him. But really, in the grand scheme of things, before really this fourth quarter, when the game was, before it was in doubt, you guys were owning about every facet of the game.
Yeah, and it is. It's, you know, you look at it, you know, we start the fourth quarter, we let all the seniors play together for a couple minutes, and then we let all the juniors play together for a couple minutes. And then we got some other bench guys in there for the last four or three. And it was fun to let those guys, you know, because classmates have been going to school together for a long time. So it was fun to let those guys, you know, get in and play together because, you know, they never really do. We don't usually have any kind of rotation like that. But we played pretty well. You know, Sage was big, you know, and we had to talk to him yesterday about, you know, be a little bit more selfish and be more physical. And I thought tonight he did a great job of it. And especially early, he kind of got himself going, you know, a couple offensive rebounds. He knocked down a three, and, you know, he got back on the dunk rally there. So he's pretty pumped up. So it was a good effort. And, you know, we our big thing coming into this was to make sure we got off the bus. You know, we came in and we didn't settle and we weren't sloppy. And defensively could have been better, but offensively we did a pretty good job.
Well, the alley hoop to Sage was pretty nice there.
Yeah, it was. We called it on the defensive possession, and then I didn't know if Avery got the message because he was kind of looking at me like, what? And then I think he figured it out. So he was able to get there in time. So it was good.
But you guys come out here with a victory, and I thought it was good to see kind of everybody contributing, even though some of them didn't score, but they were able to contribute. And, you know, finally, Brendan, he gets kind of those shots to finally drop for him.
Yeah. I told him, man, if you're going to ever shoot, don't shoot it with hesitation. And that's what he did. He didn't hesitate a single time. So that was good. And really what's helping us, the last couple of days, Camden's really coming along.
Yes.
He's more active. He's getting more aggressive. And he's very athletic. So he can help us in a number of ways. And he's starting to kind of show that. And so the more we can get him out there and get him settled in, I think it's just going to get better and better. You know, Dylan shot the ball all right tonight. He played good defense. Eloy, you know, down the line. But Avery Radke actually is a player that can really help us too, because he understands the point guard position. He understands all of our plays from it. So he's a guy that, you know, as he gets more comfortable, you know, he's going to continue to get more minutes, especially in times, you know, where we need him, if Eloy's, you know, in a little bit of foul trouble or whatnot, because I don't think we fall off a whole bunch with his understanding of our offense.
Well, you turn around and you get a familiar friend with Hugo tomorrow night, or I should say familiar foe, but at least you have the scouting report ready from a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, I got it. It's here. We know. really, really good team. I mean, very, very difficult to keep them, you know, tied down and not let them, you know, score a whole bunch. You know, they didn't necessarily struggle in the first half today. They just, Trey had to get their attention, I think, in the locker room at halftime. And but a team that's full of athletes, full of guys that can shoot it. They get downhill, they attack. Got some good size and some strong post players. So a very tough battle that we're looking forward to. But it's going to be a hard-fought game. And we're excited about it.
Well, one down here, and you get guaranteed to play all three of your games here in this gym here this week. And so that's the main goal, get top four and get a winning record where you're halfway there. Thanks again, Coach, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Adam.
All right, once again.